Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In this episode, we look at whether or not anxiety is a habit. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we're looking at anxiety from a slightly different lens. So we've talked about anxiety on this show before. I think a lot of podcasters talk about anxiety, and it's a big part of mental health, and it's one of the things that we all struggle with. But I want to look at it as a habit, the habit of responding in an anxious way, the habit of seeing a situation play out. And because we've responded in a certain way in the past, automatically having that response again now, even though it might not be warranted. So this should be an interesting conversation. Make sure you stick around all the way until the end. Now, with that said, this whole mask thing, it's great. It's great, right? Keeps people safe, saves lives, all that stuff. But my maskne has been absolutely crazy. The other day, I got a pimple like right underneath my lip. I never get pimples there. It's honestly wild. I've never in my life had a pimple there. But thankfully, Curology came in clutch, and it's been a massive, massive help. And I know I'm not the only one dealing with that and other skin issues. So when it comes to treating fine lines, dark spots, and other age signs, it's all about finding a skincare product with the best ingredients. Now, I don't have a huge problem with acne, but since quarantine, it's been significantly worse. And beyond that, I also have really dry skin and struggle to find a good moisturizer. I switched to Curology because honestly, nothing's been able to beat the power of their customized prescription formula. Curology is a prescription skincare treatment that's customized to help tackle your unique anti-aging needs. A customized Curology formula can help to improve collagen production, boost skin cell turnover, and improve the appearance of age spots and fine lines. Now, if you want to get your own custom treatment plan, it's actually super easy. You start by answering a few questions about your skin and sending a couple of selfies. This was pretty straightforward. Next, Curology matches you with a licensed dermatology provider who will get to know your skin, and if it's a good fit, customize a prescription cream for your needs. After that, your formula arrives in the mail. Simple. Now, I personally have a custom formula that includes tretinoin. Let me try and say these without screwing them up. Tretinoin, azelaic acid, and niacinamide. Here's the thing. I'm pretty sure I said all of that wrong. I don't even know what any of it means, but I don't have to. That's the beauty of having a custom formula created by a licensed dermatology provider. I just follow instructions and bam, I get the results I'm looking for. And my routine is pretty straightforward too. It's simple. I shower at night, and while showering, I use my Curology face wash. After that, I put on the custom formula, and then I finish with their rich moisturizer, which so far has been, and this is no lie, the best moisturizer I've ever used for my skin type. I've constantly struggled with finding a good moisturizer that doesn't still leave me feeling tight and dry. And this one is awesome. So do what I did and make the switch to Curology today. Go to Curology.com/tinyleaps for a free 30-day trial. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology, spelled Curology.com/tinyleaps to unlock your free 30-day trial. Curology.com/tinyleaps. Or just click the link in the description of this episode. Anxiety is one of the most common mental health issues in the world. We all struggle with it. Many of us struggle without even realizing what it is. I remember growing up, I dealt a lot with anxiety, but the problem was that I didn't know it was anxiety. Honestly, I spent most of my teenage years anxious out of my mind and didn't even know the word for it. It wasn't until late in my college years that I realized that that feeling in my stomach, that like pit, that was anxiety. Since then, it's been a wild journey learning how to manage it, reduce its effects, and move forward in my life despite its potential to cripple me. But why do we all deal with anxiety in the first place? Where does it come from? And why is it so common in today's world? Let's dig into it. The definition of anxiety is, quote, a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. Now, just in case you're like me and spent most of your life thinking you didn't have anxiety, but actually do, that sinking feeling you get in your stomach, that pit, those moments when you find yourself on edge and you're not really sure why or what caused it, all of that is anxiety. Now, of course, we all struggle with anxiety to different degrees. Some people have full-blown mental disorders that make it impossible to operate logically when an anxiety attack occurs. Others just get stomach aches but are still able to function. There's really no judgment about how you cope or what you need, but where does anxiety come from in the first place? Well, according to an article on mind.org.uk, there are a number of things that might lead to increased anxiety. Quote, difficult experiences in childhood, adolescence, or adulthood are a common trigger for anxiety problems. Going through stress and trauma is likely to have a particularly big impact if it happens when you're very young. Experiences which can trigger anxiety problems include things like physical or emotional abuse, neglect, losing a parent, being bullied, or being socially excluded. Having parents who don't treat you warmly, are overprotective, or are emotionally inconsistent can also be a factor. End quote. And then the article goes on to say, quote, current issues or problems in your life can also trigger anxiety. For example, exhaustion or a buildup of stress, long working hours, being out of work, feeling under pressure while studying or in work, having money problems, homelessness or housing problems, losing someone close to you, feeling lonely or isolated, being bullied, harassed, or abused. End quote. So anxiety can show itself in different forms for different people. It can be something very intrusive and something that holds you back, or it can be something that you're able to live with and move forward with, regardless of coping mechanisms. It can show itself differently, and it can come from a number of places, including experiences in childhood, even experiences that may have felt unimportant, and things you're dealing with in your current life. So we have one last question to answer, and in my opinion, this is the one that might be a bit controversial. Why is anxiety so common? I believe the answer might be that anxiety has become a habit for many of us. The basic argument? Because we have a history of feeling anxious in our lives about things that may not warrant it, we've conditioned ourselves to have that same response. Now listen, if you've been with this podcast for a while, you know that I don't like giving out blanket information. I'm not saying that all anxiety comes from habit. I'm not delegitimizing anyone's experience with their anxiety. And I also fully recognize anxiety as a mental health issue. I'm in no way trying to downplay the effects or the causes around anxiety. What I'm saying is that it's within the realm of possibility that many of us and many of those moments when we are anxious, they're actually just habitual. Because we have historically been anxious in those situations, we are naturally leaning towards being anxious in those situations again. Pavlov's dog, the experiment where a bell was rung when it was chow time, eventually leading to dogs drooling even when no food was present, and numerous studies since then have shown that physiological responses such as anxiety can be caused based on certain triggers and environments. We also know that humans have a tendency to act in accordance with the groups we find ourselves in. So when you have a situation where we're each more anxious than we used to be, where the people around us are also anxious, and when we're all largely experiencing these same types of things in these same types of environments every day, it's feasible that we are all experiencing triggers that lead to a habitual anxiety response. It's conditioned. Now, when asked, quote, can thinking anxiously turn into a habit and become a part of your personality? Jim Folk, the founder of anxietycenter.com, said, quote, anxiety disorder develops via learned behavior that is reinforced through repetition and reinforcement over time. This is evidenced by the fact that we never see people come to us for help who have learned healthy ways of coping. Because they've learned to cope with adversity, uncertainty, and risk in healthy ways, they don't develop issues with anxiety. This fact alone precludes other causes for the development of anxiety disorder. End quote. And when asked, quote, in your book, The Craving Mind, you talk about things as habits that we wouldn't necessarily think of as habits, like love or anxiety. How are these things the same as a habit or an addiction? End quote. By the website 1440.org, psychiatrist Dr. Judson Brewer said, quote, in brain speak, the habit loop needs a trigger, a behavior, and a reward. With anxiety, there's something that pops up to trigger it, and that's often followed by a behavior like worry. When we start to worry, we feel like we have some control. We think our brains are going to fix it. So there is some small temporary relief. Generally, worrying just makes things worse, but maybe it worked out once before that we worried and it seemed to resolve something. So it's like playing the lottery, end quote. So what can we do about this? Sarah Rayner writes on Psychology Today, quote, it's important not to avoid experiences that make us anxious. To overcome anxiety, it can be very tempting to think the solution is to avoid the situations that trigger it. I've done this myself, ducking out of public speaking, foregoing parties, postponing plane trips. Most of us can think of situations we've sidestepped because they scare us. And when the symptoms of excess stress and panic are so horrible, is it any wonder? In extreme situations, fear of triggering an anxiety attack can lead sufferers to be so afraid they won't leave their homes, end quote. As with all habits, the key is to exchange one habit for another. This is called habit swapping. In this case, you want to exchange the habitual anxiety response to situations with a healthier coping mechanism. These can include journaling, meditation, exercise, reaching out to someone, whatever it is for you. This journey isn't easy. It requires you to identify the anxiety before it starts, adjust your response, and reinforce the new behavior over time. You will fail at it, and quite honestly, you will need support. Find a counselor or a therapist or someone who can give you the tools to do this in your own life. You will fail at it. Be kind to yourself and keep trying. That's the only way to move forward. So I hope this is helpful to you. Again, my goal here is not to downplay the role of anxiety in our lives, and it's not to downplay the legitimacy of anxiety as a mental health issue. It's just to point out that sometimes that anxious response you have might just be a habit. And like any other habit, this is good news because it means we have control over it. Thank you for tuning in. I hope this was helpful. Be sure to click subscribe wherever you're tuning in today. I encourage you to check out today's sponsor, Curology. Just head over to curology.com/tinyleaps for a free 30-day trial. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling or click the link in the description of this episode. Thank you again. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.